schools across Nevada are nearly halfway through the first semester, and we thought it would be a good idea to check in with some of the districts. Our education reporter, Paul Boger, spoke with Richard Stokes, the superintendent of Carson City Schools, to learn more about the district.
Tell me a little bit about the district.
Well, our school district, of course, covers all of the public schools in Carson City, and we have 10 schools. This year has been interesting because it's our first year of a pre-K approach to offering education to our youngest citizens. We think that's a great thing because it provides additional support for families who may have otherwise just had their kids in some kind of a daycare program. But now those kids are having an opportunity to see our schools, have access to education at an early age, and we hope that that pays off for them as they move into the middle schools and the high schools.
You know, tell us how the district's doing.
We have in our school district about half of our population of students that live below the poverty line. And so if you think about two kids walking into any school in our school district together, one of those kids may not have had breakfast that morning, may not have enough food going into the weekend, and are challenged in some other economic way. And so you take that and you combine it maybe with a student who is not an English language native speaker, they're at a disadvantage. Being able to provide all of these kids with the services that they need to then do well on some of the state and nationally mandated tests, it challenges us. But I would say that we are on par with the state average in terms of the outcomes of our standardized tests that we provide our students, but always hoping to improve and to do better.
The flip side of that coin, though, there seem to be some opportunities here.
Well, we're fortunate to have a good working relationship with our local community college. So we have a program called Jumpstart College, which allows our juniors and seniors to enroll in a program that lets them earn dual credit. So while they're not quite old enough to graduate from high school yet, they might also be interested and able to take college classes. There are students who don't believe college is the end-all for them. And so having other available programs, maybe students who are more interested in a vocational area, we've provided some other avenues whereby they can have access to, you know, the very vibrant manufacturing community that's here in Carson City, where they can learn about, you know, the area, what's available here in terms of vocation and jobs. And it provides them with a great opportunity to go in a different direction if college is not their end goal.
Yeah, so moving forward, how do you continue to move the needle here? How do you continue to see improvements in achievement scores and in graduation rates?
We have some really skilled people working in Carson City, folks who have learned how to gather, read, and then utilize data. So having student data available to us has probably been that biggest contributor to knowing where each one of our students are. We've also changed our curriculum recently, and I would say probably within the last 3 to 4 years, where we've increased our expectations for graduation coursework. So there are more courses and types of classes that students have to take. For example, we've increased the number of math classes that a high school student has to take in order to graduate. And we believe that by providing more rigorous and deeper academic opportunities, it prepares those students in a greater way for those ACT tests and for any other high stakes examination that the students might face.
That was Reno Public Radio's Paul Boger speaking to Carson City School District Superintendent Richard Stokes.